The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, SiriusXM channel 158. 150 Izzle. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Billen, everybody.
Hey.
Fezzik Friday's coming up a little later on. 10-15 minutes from now, thereabouts.
That's right.
Anything on his mind?
Steve was concerned on his time today because Felica went early.
So he panicked.
We appreciate you looking out, Steve.
Fezzik is not, it's just a stream of consciousness with Fezzik. He's got a lot of picks coming up. In fact,
we
have so many picks, we're going to do something a little different today. We are going to have to recap our hour one picks, and then later we'll recap our hour two picks.
Yes, that is. All right. So for all those tweets we just got, we are going to be going through all the first hour plays here in this segment.
Right now. We'll do it right now.
Yeah, we'll do it right now.
We'll do it right here.
It's fine.
We'll do it live. G-Bank, courtesy of G-Bank, the official bank of Visa. And these are all the bets we made in the first hour. I'm on Daria Kasatkina against Marta Kostyuk. That's in tennis. Has that begun? The answer is yes, it has. And they have just begun on serve here in the first set. Kasatkina plus 141. So that one's up. But I'm on baseball. Padres run line first five. At even money, Padres minus the run and a half, full game minus 110. Also placed a bet on Jackson Merrill, NL MVP, 50-1, because I think he is spectacular and good to get him before he has a series at Coors. Let's just put it that way. Those are my Nuggets and Pacers adjusted series prices, which I both made after games won in each of those series. The Pacers won looking good, Nuggets won not so good. This is from, do you have some, Kelly?
Yes, I do.
Oh, there you go. What do you got?
One for tonight, Donovan Mitchell. I'm over on his points. I think you could look over on his points, rebounds, and assists, too, if you want. Good job, Bren. you can look over on those. As long as these guys, I played this light, and then I was going to add to it if Garland was out. Obviously, that is still up in the air. I will wait and see how that goes this afternoon. But we saw it in game one, and I was on it in game two. We saw it in game two with these guys out, how much more of a burden and usage rate that Donovan Mitchell needs to have for them to keep up. I expect that if Garland is out and then if anybody else is out as well, it only goes up from there. So small bet at over 29.5 points. I might be adding, though, if these guys do not play. And then a bet I did add yesterday, Gil, because I have all those Thunder to win the West tickets. Nothing on them to win the actual finals with how the East is getting kind of murky right now. I thought at plus 130, it was a good price to get on the Thunder to win the NBA finals. So okay. I am in on that officially now. Big Thunder fan rest of the way.
Jonathan Davis gave us some hockey plays. He's on the Panthers to score the first goal tonight against the Leafs. Panthers score the first goal minus 180. He's got Brad Marchand anytime goal plus 320, over a half assist at plus 190. And Max Pacioretty anytime goal plus 450. Over a half an assist at plus 220. He's also got William Nylander anytime goal at plus 160. That's all in that game. And in the second game tonight, he's got the Jets to score the first goal at minus 135. Dallas team total over 2.5 goals at minus 135 in the Jets Stars game. And Mikko Rantanen can't do a game like this without having a Mikko Rantanen bet. Anytime goal plus 115, over half assist for him, plus 110. Jonathan coming with the props. Jason Weingarten, four baseball bets. He's on the Braves. He's on the Padres money line. I'm on the run line. Remember, he's on the money line. He's on the Dodgers. Not a Dodgers fan. Let's be clear about that. But he's on the Dodgers. And he is on the Orioles today. So Braves, Padres, Dodgers, Orioles from Jason. Those are all Chris Felica. My God. This is why we had to split them in half. Chris Felica with 9 college football win totals. So guys, here it is. Florida State under 6.5. Plus 110. Clemson under 9.5 at even money. Indiana under 8.5 at minus 122. Oregon over 10.5 at plus 110. Wisconsin under 5.5 at minus 144. Purdue under 3.5 at minus 192. Texas Tech under 8.5 minus 115. LSU under 8.5 plus 128. And Auburn over 7.5 at minus 120. Those are your first hour official bets from G-Bank. Get the G-Bank Visa signature card today. Most credit cards, street sportsbook, and gaming transactions as cash advances. That's even when you put your own money on the card. G-Bank treats gaming transactions as purchases, so you're saving up to 3-5% on cash advance fees on gaming transactions right there. Also, with G-Bank, you're earning 1% cashback rewards on all eligible sportsbook and gaming transactions and 2% cashback rewards on all eligible purchases. Apply now at VSiN.com/G-Bank. That's VSiN.com/G-Bank. We'll do the second hour later. after Fezzik. We'll recap all the bets that we'll have in this hour.
That's right.
This is from We Get Tweets at Beating the Book. JC562076. Warriors will steal one of these games at home. Series will be tied 2-2. Steph comes back, dubs in six. That is all. Enjoy your weekend, fellas.
All right. I agree they take one at home.
I agree with that.
Then
he got the dubs in six, and I'm like, okay. Well, JC, I hope so.
They might need to steal that game seven in Minnesota.
Bobby Geddes. Oh, I'm with you on this, Bobby. This is an astute tweet from Bobby Geddes. Fezzik telling people his contest plays on air. This sounds like a classic Fez game theory move, hoping people follow him so they can't catch him. Sneaky.
All right, so it's either one of two things. Now, it's interesting. It is great tweet. You're right.
Great tweet.
Glad you brought that up, Bobby. Yep. It's one of two things. It's either that, or he heard me, I'm not going to say us, but he heard me mention once or twice on the air of, you know, the one advantage Fezzik has is he doesn't have to sit here and telegraph his plays every day like us. So maybe he's trying to say, you know what? I'm going to level the playing field. I'm still going to beat you guys.
Nope. I know what the
nope.
The smoking gun is this. If he was trailing, he would never come on and give his picks. But because he's leading, he's giving them.
I think you're right with that.
Acting like he's, you know, being all benevolent.
Did you see his last text, by the way?
No, what'd he say?
Very excited for this topic. He's also going to talk about why fireworks are so cool.
Oh, because I call him out on this.
Me and Gil are so fascinated by Fezzik's fascination.
A childish joy when it comes to fireworks. As opposed to most adults who are like, yep, there they are.
Hey, yeah, there's a firework. That's cool.
Looks not much different than the first 50 times I saw these in my life. Steven Brosek, 1870. Thank God Kostyuk doesn't have a cat. Also tell Kelly Ant will be on the good stuff in game three.
Yeah, Ant will be on the good stuff.
He will be on the good stuff.
I think he was on the good stuff for that second half.
Chris Heath, where do the A's fall on that MLB spectrum? I do not include the Athletics on that suckitude spectrum. I do not think they are in that group of Pirates and White Sox and Marlins and Rockies, you know, that tier. The A's are better than that. They're a pesky bunch. They got some good young players. And also, they have a great closer. Whenever you have a great closer, you're not in that group. The A's, by the way, 20-18. Three games out of first in the American League West.
Oh, what do you know? It's raining and Shane Lowry's going low.
That's his weather.
That's what he does.
And Uncle Bush, even winning the new Pope at 300-1, still not as surprising as the end of Conclave. I'm with you, man.
Just like the surprise that it just ended?
Well, he's talking about the surprise.
Okay.
I wasn't that surprised because I saw it kind of going that way. I was just, you know all the movies you go to?
Oh, like there's a couple. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I was
about.
Not in a theater. I was at my home, but I remember the theater experience. Imagine, like, theater, going to movies at theaters used to be such a big part of my life. Now I never do it anymore. But I remember that feeling you had in some movies where the credits would come up and you're like, oh, that's it?
Yeah, it's like I can't think of one off the top of my head, but there's definitely like one or two, and I would consider them good movies too. That I was like, ooh, like this is like sitting there watching it, and you're like, this is getting good. The last 30 minutes of this movie are gonna be awesome, and then you're like, wait, why are the credits rolling? Like, why is that happening right now?
All right, let's do these. Let's do these NBA games because Fezzik's gonna come barreling in here. So let's do these one by one. Let's start with the two games today. Then we'll go to the two games tomorrow. The two tonight. Cleveland, 3-point favorites at Indiana tonight. Remember, Indiana is up in this series 2-0, having taken two at Cleveland, the second of which in just unbelievable dramatic fashion. The total has sunk from 229.5 to 226.5.
Yeah, well, erase all that, because with the shoot-around news, we are up to 4.5 on the Cavs side, and the total back up to 229.5.
Oh, they must all be playing, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's looking like. I mean, clearly...
The news is that everybody's at shoot-around.
Everybody's at shoot-around this morning. Okay. And they were not for game two.
I thought you were holding that from the audience. You're like, with the news, you know, we said that off air.
Yeah,
Kelly and I have decided we can no longer remember what we say on air.
We didn't say that on air?
No, we said it off air.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. Okay, yes. All the Cavs are at shoot-around today. That is the big news here. All the Cavs are at shoot-around.
That's right.
Jeez.
DeAndre Hunter, Darius Garland, and, of course, Evan Mobley. They're all at shoot-around. This, if they all played, remember, this would mark the first time in this series that all played. Because remember, Garland didn't play in game one either. So we'll see how Garland's toe reacts and how the injuries do for all three. So 4.5 now.
Mm-hmm.
God, if you're the Pacers, it's still so disrespectful. It's just like, didn't we just win the first two games?
I mean, good on the books. When people want to like throw up.
Do you have a play on it?
All I have is that Mitchell prop over 29.5.
Over 29.
But again, okay. That was kind of small because was waiting to see on injuries anyways, so I don't love it as much now.
Good on the books for what were you saying?
No, it's just kind of being that as confident as they were with setting this line and where it was going to go with this injury news. Yep. I don't know how you could have sat. I personally wasn't jumping on that Cavs side. I know a lot of people bet that Cavs side here the past couple of days. I had no interest in it. With when you saw all three of those guys get ruled out for game two,
yeah,
that number made no sense unless you were confident one or more were going to be back. And
In the contest take Pacers by 10? How did that not Pacers plus 10?
Some of us forgot down the time.
OKC minus 5 at Denver tonight. You are not touching this? You're just riding your OKC futures?
I'm not touching it. I think I would be more interested in the Thunder side in a game 4 than this game 3 tonight. Obviously, I'm heavy on the Thunder, right? So it's basically the only way I'd be looking this whole series. But I think if there is one, come back home after that game 2 loss, a little bit of zigzag, a little bit of coming back home for Denver, this would be the one I think that makes more sense for them to take. Thunder probably more likely game 4.
And then tomorrow, Boston 5-point favorites at New York, down 2, and then Minnesota 5-point favorites at Golden State, still no Steph.
Yeah, I can't imagine I'm doing anything with the Timberwolves-Warriors games while Steph is out. I think the Butler stuff is tough, like you were talking about. When you got Butler and Ant clearly fighting hurt right now, I think those games are tough to figure out. So I don't know. I'll be doing much with him. Gil, it's probably going to be Celtics 5 for me.
You see Draymond, his rant this morning?
Yep.
He's got problems, man.
Dude, it's also a thing. It's a thing now about the games when Steph is
Draymond's
out.
Nobody's making you out to be anything. You're doing it yourself. Good God. We'll come back. Fezzik Fridays next on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Smarter bets start here. Last all year long with VSiN Pro. For a limited time, we're slashing the price of our annual subscription. Normally $240, now just $199. And when you sign up today, we'll throw in 2 extra months for free. Don't cost you nothing. That's 14 months of VSiN Pro access for less than 50 cents a day. When you use promo code PRO, get 14 months of access to our daily best bets. That's our daily best bets from VSiN hosts and guests, exclusive splits from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 live video and full show replays on the VSiN Watch app, plus all of our special edition betting guides. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe now. Use promo code PRO to lock in 14 months of VSiN Pro for just $199. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Michael Salvino, thank you for noting the reference when I said we'll do it live. That's old Bill O'Reilly losing his mind thing. Thank you for getting that. Russell Smith took Georgia Tech plus 1398 last night. That's almost 14-1 to win the ACC. Good schedule. A returning quarterback makes them a strong under-the-radar team to play, in his opinion. Miami is not winning with that overrated quarterback. And then Scott, New York Mets 16. Have some respect when talking about Draymond Green. I mean, he is a Defensive Player of the Year finalist after all, or so his podcast tells us. Yes, he was a finalist. But Draymond, in case you missed it, he went on a rant this morning where he just feels like he's being portrayed as an angry person. And Draymond's really serious for the Warriors. Steph is one thing to worry about. Jimmy Butler, pardon me, coming off an injury is another thing to worry about, as he plays sort of not playoff Jimmy-ish, so to speak. And there's Draymond. Draymond is two technicals and two flagrants, pick your poison, away from being suspended for a game. So, come on, man. Seriously. Mike Goosh. Hi, Gil. I tried last week, but we'll try again. Short version. Oh, yes. I failed to ask this of Fezzik. I will now. I won 15K. Pardon me. I won 15,000 on UFC 317 promo through MGM in Vegas end of June. My math says it's an 8,000 to 9,000 value. Can you ask Fez about ARV taxes for me? Love the show. Thank you, Mike. We will do that because now it's time for Fezzik Fridays here on A Numbers Game.
Whether it's at the sportsbook or anywhere else in the casino, he's always helping us find an edge. It's time for Fezzik Fridays.
Starring Steve Fezzik, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing, man?
Fridays, it doesn't get any better than this.
It don't get
fireworks in 11 hours at the Legacy Club.
Okay, we'll start with that. Before you just don't even see, we don't want to stray from this gentleman's question. Why do you, as a middle-aged man, can I call you a middle-aged man?
You're being kind.
I'm being kind. why do you still have the boyish joy when fireworks are upon us? Why?
You know, I'm going to go to Tolkien, who wrote, like, obviously The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. And there's some dark chapters and all that. And one of the best, like, hidden gems in all that is, like, Bilbo's going away party and Gandalf the wizard, who's like has to face all these dragons and all these bad guys. He's like has this brilliant ability, his whimsical side, to make fireworks go up to turn into stars and flowers and dragons. And it's just a great contrast.
I don't know if you answered my question. Why do you love fireworks so much, Steve?
Because my life is like so mathematical and like Gandalf and like this allows me the playful joyfulness of being a little child.
I see. All right. Well, you know what? That's a beautiful thing. You text us with such joy. Look, fireworks. Like, you remind me of the I had a Uber driver once. You know, the girls who have the feathers on the strip. They go around in pairs. They're wearing the big feathers on the strip.
They're so friendly.
Every time we would drive down the strip, he would point them out. Look, there's two more. He was so excited about it. I'm like, really? Every time?
Yeah.
That's you with fireworks. All right, what about this gentleman's question before we move on? He said, you got the question again? Short version. I won 15K UFC 317 promo through MGM in Vegas end of June. My math says it's an 8 to 9K value. Can you ask Fez about ARV taxes for me? Love the show.
Yeah, so great question. Regarding taxes, I can't speak to whether you're going to be taxed directly from MGM, but any gaming win, you are responsible for paying taxes as it being income. And so the tax you should pay is what you actually wind up winning. And if you took that $15,000 in free play and you just played it against the spread, it would only be worth 50 cents on the dollar, $7,500. However, if they allow you to play it on big underdogs, such as three-team parlays, for instance, that pay 6-1, then it would be worth 75 cents on the dollar to answer his question. So it's worth more like over $11,000. So try to play it in three-team parlays that pay 6-1.
There you go, Mike Goosh. Hope that answers it for you. What about this one? Ladies and gentlemen, the VSiN Killer Sports NBA Playoff Challenge. Steve Fezzik, the man sitting to my left here, is your leader. Currently midway-ish through the second round, but it depends on how many picks folks have made. But right now, with a record of 16-9, you're in first place. Zach Cohen at 15-10 on your tail. So is Doug Kazarian, 15-8, actually. Doug in second place, really. But Zach in third there. But you're in the lead. And this tweet, I thought, from Bobby Geddes was very apropos. He said, Fezzik telling people his contest plays on air. Sounds like classic Fezzik game theory. Hoping people follow him so they can't catch him. Sneaky, is that your motivation here, sir?
No, I'm just giving out good plays. And, you know, caveat, I never submit my plays until 1 hour before the deadline. And should these numbers move, should I be able to get a better number in the market than in the contest, it won't be a play because I get the best number possible. So,
You have not pressed submit on these yet.
No. So 2 minutes before the deadline, if I'm home, I'll play Cleveland, Indy under the 229.5 and Oklahoma City, Denver under 233.5 in the contest. But let's say there's a 231. So let's say that first total steams upwards.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just bet it myself, and I won't put it in as a contest play.
Because those are two different animals. Absolutely.
Yeah. I treat playing in a contest as being the same. I've got an implied bet, or in this case, the room attendants at Circa have an implied bet because I've donated my money that I would win towards them. And I'm sure Mike Palm is like already sweating out how the heck to like figure out how that will be done. Yes.
Okay. Why both unders tonight?
Because it's a trend that if the first game of an NBA series goes over and game two goes over, game three, when they change venues, becomes a 61% play to the under. And it makes a lot of sense because what happens in general, as you progress through a series, and everyone knows game sevens historically go very much under, but the total as familiarity tends to drop as you go from game one to three to five to six to seven. And so there tends to be a big drop game three, but guess what? There isn't a big drop. When games one and two go over, then everyone's like, oh, these teams can't stop each other. And so there's nothing to suppress the number. So it tends to stay right where it was games one or two, if not be a little higher.
Okay. That makes, I'm not really a trends guy, but if they make some intuitive sense, I'm into it. I get that. Okay. You think you're winning this thing, by the way? You think you're winning this contest?
Well, I mean, I'm not even in first. So Kazarian is 15-8, so he's in first.
Lost column, he's really in first.
Yeah. So, I mean, the fact I think I told you there's five or six guys that can win.
Yeah.
And there's still five or six guys that can win. So I like my chances. I contest play is a lot different than just picking winners, and I am a contest specialist.
That was a question designed to see how arrogant you were going to be.
Oh, dear.
And you passed the test very well.
Oh, dear. I'm a terrible tennis player. Terrible. Just ask Todd Wishnev.
No, you're getting much, much better. Especially for your age, you're pretty darn good.
Yeah, wrong side of 60. It's, yeah. You know, it may be time to go pickleball. No, I'll retire if it comes to that.
Let's talk baseball here for a second here. You have been all over these bad teams, and you have been undering, if you will, them over and over. Which teams?
Yeah, so I've got five of them right now. Mm-hmm. Baltimore, the Angels, Miami, Pittsburgh, and Colorado. And I've got five plays on them. I'm playing all five of those teams to go under the total. From memory, because I didn't write it down, I don't know why. I did send it over to Kelly. Baltimore under 74.5, Angels under 69.5, Pittsburgh under 64.5, Miami under 61.5, Colorado, they're god awful, under 44.5, and
under 44.5.
These teams,
man, are they bad.
It's not just that their records are horrific. If you look at this is Pythagorean theorem 101, where, like, if you look at the run differential, all these teams have these negative run differentials anywhere from, like, most of them are in, like, minus 60. Colorado's, like, minus 110. The season's not even a fourth over.
Yeah.
So if you multiply 60 times 4, like, they're going to get outscored by 300 runs. They're all White Sox of last year on pace, and they're going to get worse because they're going to jettison players probably come midseason.
Yeah, the jettison. I always bring up the jettisoning of players midseason also. But like you look at these teams, the ones that you're mentioning here, first of all, the Orioles didn't buy when they could have won. I doubt they're going to sell now when they suck. So there's that. I guess the Angels have, what, Tyler Anderson, I guess they could unload. The Marlins, certainly Sandy Alcantara. You know, the Pirates aren't going to unload.
Who's going to want Sandy? He can't pitch a lick this year.
Well, the Pirates certainly aren't going to load Skeens Cruz, right, or O'Neill Cruz. But I suppose like Tommy Pham or the great Isaiah Kiner-Falefa will be available. You know, I'm just saying, like, what do they really even have in many cases? But there will be some help for it.
And Skeens will get fewer innings.
Yeah, no, and that for sure. I would imagine there will be some kind of load management, because if you suck, why are you putting all that wear on his arm?
And the market is still staying anchored to these teams, thinking, oh, well, pre-flop, the Pirates were lined at 76 wins, so they should win at that rate. And they're not adjusting the power ratings downward enough on all these teams.
I feel like there's an artificial floor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the Rockies are going to push the limits on that for sure. More with Steve Fezzik right here on A Numbers Game at VEASAN, part of Fezzik Fridays, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
Betting on sports? Why not try the races? First Bet lets you wager on hundreds of horse races every day from top tracks across the U.S. and around the world. Sign up at firstbet.com. That's the number one, stbet.com. Use promo code VEASAN200 to claim a 20% rebate for your first 60 days, up to $200. Head to firstbet.com today. Skill Alexander, Steve Fezzik's here, ladies and gentlemen, the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest back in the day. What was that? The mid 1950s when you won the back to back? What was that?
I think right after the Hindenburg blew up.
Right after, yeah. So the humanity, and then you went back to back. Well done. We always give you a hard time about that. When was it? Early 2000s?
2008, 2009.
Really? That recent? Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Won the South Point twice, same period.
Okay, Steve. There's no need to brag.
All right.
I don't have to hear your whole resume. Okay. Let me. You have a couple other plays for people. Skubal is on the mound. You like Tarek Skubal.
And Skubal we trust. And so I don't even want to bother with the bullpen. We're going to play the Tigers first five innings, minus a half, minus 145. That's the play. And if Detroit gets two runs, we're going to win because Skubal's unhittable.
Okay, there it is. And then you have an NBA play in the Celtics-Knicks game, I believe.
I believe you disagree with this. Yes, I am on the series. It's Pick'em. I am on Boston. Boston to win the series. Hey, I get it. They can't make their threes. They're down two. If they had just made what the shot 34% like they're supposed to from three, they would have not just won game one and two. They would have covered both of those games. And last time I checked, the Knicks were 0-10 against good teams. And now they're 2-10. So don't give me all this clutch stuff about maybe there's a little bit to it. But the Knicks are far inferior to Boston. Boston's going to win this series.
Okay. Well, I'm laughing because I'm doing the math in my head. So they were 20, the Celtics in the first two games. Remember, they went 15 of 60 from behind the arc, and then they went 10 of 40.
Right.
So 25 of 100. So they missed 75 threes. So if you just do the quick math, 225 possible points. It's just like, that's what they squandered. Missing those threes.
Yeah, and then basically 15 points in game one and game two if they make five more threes, which they should have.
Well, should have is a funny word because, you know, variance is a thing. And sometimes, I don't know if you know this, Steve. I don't know if you ever picked up a basketball before. I'm told you have. Sometimes shots just don't fall. And if, I guess my point is with the Celtics again is, if that's your entire, there's no workaround. Like the Warriors will do, well, now we'll just start doing something else, cutting the basket. We'll do all these different things. The Celtics just like, no, we got nothing else. We're just going to, you know, every once in a while, Jaylen Brown will get in his head to drive or Tatum will and he'll miss layups.
You know, that Black Swan variance events, they're out there. So famously, like when Gilly and I were playing tennis, one time I win 10 out of 11 points and one time Gil won 15 out of 16. It's unbelievable. And if you watch just those 15 points, you'd be like, Stevie's never going to ever, you know, win a game against Gil, right?
Yeah, it's the roulette wheel thing, right? The person who comes in and sees, oh, there's 25 reds in a row.
Those cost like $50,000 for a casino to install, and they still put them up because think about how much money they make the casino.
Yeah.
Yes.
Crack and I were talking about some stuff. This sort of jogged something in your head, or maybe it wasn't that conversation, but you wanted to talk about a bit of a contradiction. And it has to do with initiatives for responsible gaming vis-a-vis something else.
Yeah, you know, this actually, I don't think anyone's ever spoken about this. This angers me greatly. Yeah. And what it is, and the reason it angers me is you see all these casinos and they talk about responsible gambling and they're promoting responsible gambling. And it's true. They say only gamble with what you can afford to lose. That's good advice. They also say don't take time away from your family. That's a huge negative, you know, to do this. Well, now I guess every golfer in the world, you know, has a gambling problem too, because I mean, like every hobby.
By the way, the casinos are have compliance rules that they must adhere to, and so they say this because of those rules. It's not like they're saying it out of the benevolence of their heart.
And here's where I'm going. I have yet to see one casino under responsible gambling actually say know the odds of the game, know the house edge, educate yourself, and look to become a better player and to give yourself your best chance of winning. MGM is a big billboard. It says, stack the odds in your favor. Always budget what you're going to lose first. And it infuriates me. Because, and here's why. Because like the average slot machine, every time you bet $100 through a slot machine, you're going to lose like 8%. You're going to lose $80. I mean, it's the same thing. You bet $100, you're going to lose $8. You're going to lose 8%. You know, rinse, repeat over and over and over again. If you play a good game like craps, take two times odds, it's 0.6%. So to use an analogy, why not educate the consumer? Hey, don't pay $30 for a bottle of beer when you can buy one for $3. And why are you paying $30 for a gallon of gas when you can get it for $4? There's none of that, because that would so hit into the profits of the casino.
That's right.
Because the players would lose so much less. And so you look at like the vast majority of folks that have a gambling problem and lose a lot of money, it's twofold. They gamble too much, but they're also playing all these super high edge games.
This is, I'm surprised we've never had this conversation before, because what you're saying is so obvious, right? You're right. It, because of compliance rules, you have to have all these disclaimers, gamble responsibly, blah, 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 gamble responsibly, don't go beyond your means, whatever that verbiage is. But yes, if they were truly about that, they would post the casino house edge on everything that is done, even in like a sports book, every little, not in a sports book, but like at a roulette table, name your casino game, it would be prominently displayed. But as you said, it would cut right into their profits. And there's no compliance rules for them to make it so prominent that everybody is aware of them.
Like there's a game in blackjack. It's a side bet. It's called Easy Bust. What a great name. Easy Bust. The dealer has a bust card up like a four. You can bet that the dealer will bust. Well, the dealer, it depends on the count. But if you're not card counting, a four will break 40% of the time. All right. And this side bet pays even money. So think of it. People are betting black chips. Like they're betting, like dealer says Easy Bust. And the dealer players are betting $100 on this. Literally, they're losing $20 every time they bet $100.
Every time they bet $500, people I've seen do it, you know, with betting that that four will bust. They are losing $100 in 5 seconds. And the dealers are encouraging them to play. And there's nothing educating the consumer. So the number one thing is, and it goes back to, we talk about the gaming commission being in bed with the casinos. Oh, they love to talk a big game, but heaven forbid they educate the consumers on which games to avoid and which games give them the best chance to win.
Well, the craps table itself alone is the greatest example of, right? If you're maximizing your odds on the pass or the come or the points, you are minimizing the house edge as best as you can find in the entire casino, short of counting cards, right, where you flip the house edge. But that middle point where you're doing, you know, three, the whatever, the, you know, 12 the hard
on the hop and
stuff, that is just, you're giving money away. And so there is, in a perfect world, what we're talking about, and this is kind of like ridiculous, right, to some point, to think that this would ever happen. But if they were true to all of those things would be posted at each spot.
Right. So if you walked up to a craps table that's called Crapless Craps, where you establish points at a 2, 3, 12, the house edge on the pass line's a little over 5%. Don't quote me on this, versus 1.4% on a standard game. So the house edge is three times as great. Now, if you take your odds on either one of those, you get your true odds. So it really lowers, you know, your overall house edge. So if you take just two times odds, you don't even need five times odds. On a standard craps table, it's 0.6%. You know what? No casino could exist if they only earned, you know, at a 0.6% rate. And it would be really hard to lose a lot of money, even if you were trying, if you had a restraint. You're not allowed to tip like crazy, and you're not allowed to bet anything but the pass line, taking your odds. Good luck getting into gambling trouble.
Yeah, and it exists in sports. The sports betting equivalent of this is, you know, we know of some spots that, right. So we always talk about the limiting. Oh, they limit you to this. They limit you to that. Because as soon as they think you're doing something nefarious or, oh, my God, you have an edge over them, they will limit you. But if they think, right, if they see someone with lots of cash, and we know of a story of this, right, and I'm talking about like six figures, betting exorbitant amounts daily, but they know that they're dishing this guy a bad line, they're happy to take your number. How much? How much more? Would you like to go to the ATM machine and get more? So it's all one-way traffic.
Once again. And this is documented in the movie Owning Mahoney, which I finally saw, where literally they have, you know, a fellow up in Canada that turns out he's getting his funds, you know, from illegal activities. But they're like, we don't want to know where he's getting the money. And it's like, oh, we need to get him money. We'll fly our jet up and we'll bring the cashier to him to give him the money to go gamble with if he can't come to us. And it's like I said, educating the consumer to be a better gambler is not a priority.
And we had a bit of a Camp David, you, me, and a true gentleman, Eric Biggio over there at Caesars William Hill. The three of us sat down and had lunch. And you and he got to air out some grievances. And I wish it was sort of like the Woody Allen thing in Annie Hall, where he brings Marshall McLuhan out from behind the curtain. If only life were like this. So I get it. Not every bettor can have this kind of one-on-one contact. But that was you thought that went very well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Eric's a great guy. And I'm no saint in the city. I mean, I'm looking.
You're not.
No, I'm not. And I'm looking to get the money, you know. And like, and then one day after the meeting, I'm betting. And I see, what's this? I want the White Sox under one team I didn't mention because their run differential isn't horrendous. But I played them under 51.5. And of course, they're playing Kansas City. And they're losing, and I got offered half the limit I was told I would get, but Eric comes back. He's like, Steve, the White Sox were in action, you know. I was like, yeah, I know, you know, it's a 162 game season. I mean, come on,
we tried to bridge the gap. We're trying.
Yeah,
coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on the numbers game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander. We said earlier that we were going to break our G-Bank official bets into two, and so we did. So we did the first hour and at the beginning of the second hour. We will get the rest of them in here right now, courtesy of G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN. Daria Kasatkina down a set in that match after she had a break point, squandered it, and then she got broken. Padres. First five and full tonight, both run lines for me. Padres at Coors, minus a half a run at even money, minus 1.5 at minus 110. I made a bet on Jackson Merrill for NL MVP at 50-1. And those were my my series prices in both the Nuggets and Pacers series, both made after game ones of those respective series. Stevie Fezzik, or no, Kelly first. Donovan Mitchell over 29.5 points in game 3 of the Cavaliers-Pacers series tonight. And the Thunder, he's all in on the Thunder to win the NBA Finals plus 130. Now Steve Fezzik's plays. He's on the Cavs-Pacers under tonight, 229.5. The Thunder Nuggets under tonight, 233.5. The Tigers behind Tarek Skubal, first 5, minus 145. And he is on the Celtics series price, minus 110, down 2 games to nothing to the scrappy New York Knickerbockers. He has 5 unders and 5 adjusted season win total unders, Major League Baseball. The Birds, the O's, the Orioles, under 74.5 wins. Angels, under 69.5 wins. Marlins, under 61.5 wins. Pirates, under 64.5 wins. And the Rockies, under 44.5 wins. Betting against human achievement. Steve Fezzik right there in our best bets, courtesy of GBank, the official bank of VSiN. We do have some breaking news out of the University of North Carolina. I'm not even making this up. You know how we talked about how Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's girlfriend, has been banned? Remember, Pablo Torre reported this morning or in his podcast that she has been banned by the administration of the University of North Carolina. Well, this just in from Nicole Auerbach on Twitter. UNC says that Bill Belichick's girlfriend is still welcome to the football facilities and will continue to manage all activities related to Coach Belichick's personal brand. Here's the statement from Carolina Athletics. While Jordan Hudson is not an employee of the University of Carolina Athletics, she is welcome to the Carolina football facilities. Jordan will continue to manage all activities, as we mentioned, related to Coach Belichick's personal brand outside of his responsibilities for Carolina football and the university.
Under 7.5 is looking better and better.
Sure is.
On North Carolina. Hey, Caesars offers all those season win bets, so you can bet them there. So kudos to them. They've been updating them on a daily basis. Sometimes it takes a little while, so they may not be available yet early in the morning on all 5 of those games, but they should be, you know, later in the day. And the Skubal bet, of course, is minus a half, first 5. Minus 145.
Minus a half a run, first 5. So run line on the first 5. By the way, here is Stevie Fezzik is a man about town. He wonders why he cannot lose more weight. Here might be a reason. This is 7-star Steve Fezzik. What is this now?
So they give me a $25 food comp, and they give my wife a $25 food comp. So there's $50.
Oh, boy.
And I mean, I got to use it or lose it. And Peter Luger has this lunch special for $49. That's 25 times 2 is 50. So
yeah, that's right.
So you get the Caesar salad. You get the Luger burger. That's about a half pound. It's really good. You get the fries or the cream spinach. You get the bacon. And you get bread box. You get chocolates. And you get a holy cow hot fudge sundae. You can feed an army on that. And by the way, I do get 4 free drinks. That's an old-fashioned. You know, crack is an enormous advantage on me. Like, he doesn't drink. Like me, I like those old-fashions. And instead of, you know, drinking responsibly, 4 old-fashions, that's $100. If you're 7 stars, it's 0.
The reason that I love this so much is because I know you want to lose weight, but I know that your North Star above even that is, wait, I can get all this for free? I'm in.
Thank goodness for the family. My son's thin as a rail, so he's I take it home to him.
One more question from you, fake follower. Could you ask Fez where the best place to get cash is? I come from New York and usually bring $5,000 cash with me because the ATMs are so expensive. Love the show. Thank you.
All right. So I don't want to like violate any banking rules and the like, but what you want to do is go over and open up a sports account at South Point. All right. And so when you leave, if you're coming to Vegas frequently, keep the money in there. Okay. Now you can't wager it. So it's just going to sit there. You're not going to earn any interest, but think how nice this is. You can fly in 1 in the morning. South Point Sportsbook is open 24 hours a day. So, boom, you want to go over there at 3 a.m. And I used to do this when I was playing at South Point, and I would use it as my little ATM with no fees and open 24 hours. And if I needed what Stewie Unger would say, some walking around money to gamble at 2 in the morning, boom, I could always go to the South Point 24/7 and use them as my bank.
Was that the crack thing you wanted to talk about, the 7 stars thing before?
No, the crack thing, he's talking about the late night food deals, which are outstanding.
Yes.
Brass Fork, all the station casinos from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. Pancakes, $3.99. But if you're 50 plus on Wednesdays, 50% off if you purchase with your points. So it's really, the pancakes are $1.99. So
how often do you take advantage of that? How often are you out between those hours?
It's a lot of times, like, I'll get done with a late night podcast and I'll just stop on the way.
Really?
So I would say once a week.
Where are you doing your podcast from?
the
studio,
pregame studio. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so on the way back, you grab $1.
It's on the way. Yes.
My God. Good for you. What's this pumpkin patch thing?
Oh, this is a great advantage story. So Frank B, we went to the Italian American Club, great restaurant.
Yeah.
Right. So, and Frank B and I used to, we were, this is like 2011 and we're both doing the same promo. Okay. So we're playing and we're getting all these points and first prize is $10,000 and there's 10 pumpkins. They call it a pumpkin patch. And a lot of the pumpkins have 1,000 or 2,000, but one of the pumpkins has 5,000. One of them has 10,000. It's like 10 random pumpkins. And people are getting drawn out of the drum, and they select pumpkin 4, 6, 7, and 8. And all of those pumpkins have small prizes, $1,000 only. And pumpkin 4, 5, 6, and 8, 7 has not been chosen. Frank's guy gets chosen, and Frank's screaming, pick pumpkin 7, because the idea is that any human that's trying to randomly put these prizes is going to put the big prize in somewhere towards the middle, like in a pumpkin 3 or a pumpkin 7. They're not going to put in pumpkin 1 and 10. And because all these other pumpkins have already been drawn, the chance that the grand prize was in pumpkin 7 was really high. It would either be the 10,000 or the 5,000. And his person, she chose pumpkin 2. And Frank B. lost his mind because she won $1,000. My name got drawn next. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go pumpkin 7. Bang. $10,000. And to this day, Frank B. has said, yep, that cost me $9,000 that my gal couldn't pick the right freaking pumpkin.
You should put that on your Twitter bio, the pumpkin batch story. did you hear about this Texas lottery thing? You familiar with this story?
I am, yes.
Are you amazed about so was the details of this? I want to get this right. But essentially, we had somebody... or a couple guys, none from Texas, neither from Texas, who planned this for a very long time. They waited for the Texas lottery jackpot to get to a certain amount that would make it worth their while. But essentially over a 48, 72-hour period of time, from some, the way that I understand, from some small company, they were able to purchase these lottery ticket printing machines. Mm-hmm. And they produced millions of tickets in a 72-hour span and recognized that the math worked out for them, that they would that the likelihood of them getting a winning ticket would make it worth their while based on what the jackpot was.
They made a movie.
This sounds like something you would be in.
Yeah, yeah. Then they made a movie like Someone and Marge Go Large. Same thing. Like,
yes, I remember the Marge Go Large thing.
Right, right. Yeah. And basically it's a progressive, and it's almost like horse, the track has this, right, where you like people are losing, and they're like, okay, today we are paying out the pick six, and if no one hits the pick six, then the whoever picks five is all going to share the prize. The only danger with this is like, and I'm sure they're sweating this when they do the numbers, like they want number 38, number 44 to get drawn. Like it's, if the numbers are like 2, 3, 7, 9, there could be like 25 winners. Like if it's all birthday numbers,
that's true.
Is the one risk.
That's the fly in the ointment.
You can play every permutation and you're not locked in to like 100% ROI.
That's
you have
right.
to fade the popular numbers coming up. And even if you play on popular numbers, it's possible someone just randomly, you might have to split the jackpot. Yeah.
Might have to split the jackpot. You could get the same, two people can have the same number. Four people can have the same number.
40 people can. And this is.
Because you can go in and you can even say it manually, right? You say, I want these numbers.
Yeah. In the movie, Bruce Almighty, all these people prayed, please let me win the lottery. And he granted them their wish. And they're saying, in an anomaly in the lottery last night, 14,000 people all picked the winning numbers and are sharing $12 or whatever.
Yeah. Bruce Almighty quote. You know who you remind me of? I say this to Ortega sometimes. Do you remember the very first HBO show, Dream On?
Never saw it.
You never saw it?
No.
All right. The lead character of that was played by a guy named Brian Benben. But the entire conceit of the show was he thought in a movie, in recalling movie scenes.
Mm.
And that is you.
And I do that all the time.
That is you.
Yes.
But it stops at what year?
1992.
So everything before 1992.
Yeah, pretty much when Running Man came out with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was one of the top 10 greatest movies of all time.
Yes. Okay.
Draymond Green would be a great stalker if they ever do a remake. Wouldn't you like Jim Brown was Fireball in that movie? Draymond Green would be a great sinister guy.
Honestly, like he's beyond Draymond. Like this dude thinking he's the victim. Good God. We've done all we can do. Stormy and JVT next for Money Moves. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.